Music Theory in Practice, Grade 1. By Eric Taylor. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Music Theory in Practice, Grade 1 by Eric Taylor is a comprehensive guide to music theory for students of all ages. It covers the basics of music notation, scales and intervals, chords and harmony, rhythm and meter, transposition and modulation, as well as more advanced topics such as form analysis. The book also includes exercises to help reinforce concepts learned throughout the text. The first section of Music Theory in Practice introduces basic musical notation, including notes on the staff, treble clef, time signatures, key signatures, and accidentals. It then moves on to discuss scales and intervals with an emphasis on major scales. Chords are introduced next with explanations of triads, major/minor, seventh chords, dominant/diminished. Harmony is discussed in terms of chord progressions using Roman numerals. Rhythm and meter follows with discussions about note values and rests, simple and compound meters, syncopation, dotted rhythms, triplets, hemiolas, etc. Transposition and modulation cover topics such as enharmonic equivalents, transposing instruments, modulating between keys, etc. The final section focuses on form analysis, which looks at how pieces are structured into sections or movements, example, binary form ABA, ternary form ABA, rondo abacat, etc. Exercises are included throughout each chapter that allow readers to practice what they have learned. Overall, Music Theory in Practice provides a thorough introduction to music theory for beginners while still offering enough depth for those looking for more advanced knowledge. With its clear explanations and helpful exercises, it is an invaluable resource for anyone wanting to learn more about music theory. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The staff. The staff is the foundation of music notation and is made up of 5 lines and 4 spaces. It is used to represent the pitch of notes and is the basis for all music notation. Main idea number 2. Clefs. Clefs are symbols used to indicate the pitch of notes on the staff. The 2 most common clefs are the treble and bass clefs. Main idea number 3. Note values. Note values are used to indicate the duration of a note. The most common note values are whole notes, half notes, quarter notes, eighth notes, and 16th notes. Main idea number 4. Rests. Rests are symbols used to indicate a period of silence in a piece of music. The most common rests are whole rests, half rests, quarter rests, eighth rests, and 16th rests. Main idea number 5. Time signatures. Time signatures are symbols used to indicate the meter of a piece of music. The most common time signatures are simple meters such as 2/4, 3/4, and 4/4. Main idea number 6. Key signatures. Key signatures are symbols used to indicate the key of a piece of music. The most common key signatures are major and minor keys. Main idea number 7. Scales. Scales are patterns of notes that are used to create melodies and harmonies. The most common scales are major and minor scales. Main idea number 8. Intervals. Intervals are the distances between 2 notes. The most common intervals are major and minor intervals. Main idea number 9. Chords. Chords are groups of 3 or more notes that are played simultaneously. The most common chords are triads and seventh chords. Main idea number 10. Cadences. Cadences are musical phrases that are used to create a sense of resolution. The most common cadences are perfect and imperfect cadences. Main idea number 11. Transposition. Transposition is the process of changing the key of a piece of music. Transposition can be done by either changing the key signature or by changing the notes of the melody. Main idea number 12. Inversion. Inversion is the process of changing the order of the notes in a chord. Inversion can be used to create different harmonic textures. Main idea number 13. Modulation. Modulation is the process of changing the key of a piece of music. Modulation can be done by either changing the key signature or by changing the notes of the melody. Main idea number 14. Arpeggios. Arpeggios are patterns of notes that are played in succession. Arpeggios can be used to create interesting melodic and harmonic textures. Main idea number 15. Syncopation. Syncopation is the process of emphasizing weak beats in a piece of music. Syncopation can be used to create a sense of rhythmic tension. Main idea number 16. Ornamentation. Ornamentation is the process of adding notes to a melody to create a more interesting sound. The most common ornaments are trills, turns, and mordents. Main idea number 17. Improvisation. Improvisation is the process of creating music spontaneously. Improvisation can be used to create unique musical ideas. Main idea number 18. Form. Form is the structure of a piece of music. The most common forms are binary, ternary, and rondo. Main idea number 19. Counterpoint. Counterpoint is the process of combining two or more independent melodies. Counterpoint can be used to create interesting harmonic textures. Main idea number 20. Analysis. Analysis is the process of breaking down a piece of music to understand its structure and components. Analysis can be used to gain a better understanding of a piece of music. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The staff is the foundation of music notation and is made up of 5 lines and 4 spaces. It is used to represent the pitch of notes, allowing musicians to read and write music in a standardized way. The staff consists of 2 clefs, treble or G clef for higher pitched instruments such as violin, flute or voice, and bass or F clef for lower pitched instruments such as cello, trombone or double bass. Each line on the staff represents a different note, E, the lowest line, G, B, D, the highest line, and F, in between. Each space also represents a note, F, the lowest space, A, C and E, the highest space. By combining these notes with accidentals, sharps, hashtag, which raise the pitch by 1 semitone, flats, B, which lower it by 1 semitone, naturals, which cancel out any previous sharp slash flat symbols, we can create all 12 tones found in Western music. By learning how to read from the staff, we are able to understand what pitches should be played when reading sheet music. This knowledge allows us to play melodies accurately without having heard them before. Furthermore, understanding how each note relates to its neighbors helps us develop our sense of musicality. Main idea number 2. Clefs are an essential part of music notation. They indicate the pitch of notes on a staff, and can be used to identify which instrument is playing a particular piece. The 2 most common clefs are the treble and bass clefs. The treble clef is also known as the G clef, because it wraps around the line representing G above middle C on the staff. This clef is typically used for higher pitched instruments such as violins, flutes, and trumpets. The bass clef is also known as F clef because it wraps around the line representing F below middle C on the staff. This clef is typically used for lower pitched instruments such as cellos, trombones, and tubas. In addition to these 2 main types of clefs, there are other less commonly used ones such as alto, C clef, or tenor, C clef. These can be useful when writing music for multiple voices in different ranges that would otherwise overlap if written in either treble or bass clefs. Main idea number 3. Note values are an important concept in music theory and notation. They indicate the duration of a note or how long it should be held for. The most common note values are whole notes, half notes, quarter notes, eighth notes, and 16th notes. Whole notes have the longest duration, they last for 4 beats in April 4th time. Half notes last for 2 beats, quarter notes last for 1 beat, eighth notes last for half a beat, and sixteenths last for a quarter of a beat. The way these note values are written on sheet music is also important to understand. A whole note looks like an open circle with no stem attached to it. A half note has a stem attached to its open circle shape but no flag at the end of the stem. Quarter and eighth notes both have stems with flags at their ends, one flag on an eighth note and two flags on a quarter note, while sixteenths have two flags plus another line connecting them together. Knowing how to read different types of note values is essential when learning any instrument or studying music theory more generally, as it helps you keep track of rhythm accurately when playing or writing music. Main idea number 4. Rests are an important part of music notation, as they indicate a period of silence in the piece. Whole rests last for 4 beats, half rests last for 2 beats, quarter rests last for 1 beat, eighth rests last for half a beat, and sixteenth rests last for a quarter of a beat. Rests can be used to create interesting rhythms and pauses within pieces of music. They also help to keep track of time signatures and tempo changes throughout the piece. When writing out sheet music, it is important to remember that each rest should have its own bar line or measure so that it is clear where the rest begins and ends. This helps musicians understand how long they need to remain silent during their performance. It is also important to note that some instruments may not be able to play certain types of rests due to their physical limitations. Main idea number 5. Time signatures are an important part of music notation. They indicate the meter, or rhythmic pattern, of a piece of music. The most common time signature is 4/4, which indicates 4 beats per measure, and each beat is equal to 1 quarter note in length. Other simple meters include 2 to 4, 2 beats per measure, and 3 to 4, 3 beats per measure. More complex time signatures can also be used to create different rhythms and patterns within a piece of music. These may involve multiple divisions, such as June 8th or December 8th, where there are 6 or 12 eighth notes in each measure respectively. Compound meters such as 9/8 can also be used to create interesting rhythms with 3 groups of 3 eighth notes in each bar. Time signatures provide an essential framework for understanding how a piece should sound when performed correctly. By learning about different types of time signatures and their associated rhythmic patterns, musicians can gain greater insight into the structure and form of pieces they play. Main idea number 6. Key signatures are an important part of music theory and can be found in almost every piece of music. They indicate the key that a piece is written in, which helps musicians to understand how to play it correctly. Key signatures consist of sharps or flats placed at the beginning of each staff line, indicating which notes should be sharpened or flattened throughout the entire piece. Major keys have either no sharps or flats, C major, or up to 7 sharps, #F sharp C sharp G #D #A #E #B. Minor keys usually have 1 flat, a minor, 2 flats, D minor, 3 flats, G minor, or 4 flats, C minor. The number and type of accidentals used will depend on the key signature chosen for a particular composition. It is important for musicians to become familiar with different key signatures so they can quickly identify them when reading sheet music. This knowledge also allows them to transpose pieces into other keys if necessary, as well as improvise more effectively over chord progressions. Main idea number 7. Scales are an essential part of music theory and composition. They provide the foundation for melodies, harmonies, and chord progressions. Major and minor scales are the two most common types of scales used in Western music. A major scale consists of 7 notes that ascend or descend in a specific pattern. This pattern is known as a diatonic scale. The intervals between each note form the basis for chords, which can be used to create harmonic progressions. Minor scales also consist of 7 notes but have a different interval structure than major scales. This difference gives them their characteristic sound, darker and more melancholic than major scales, which makes them ideal for expressing certain emotions in music. Minor keys often feature more complex chord progressions than those found in major keys. Learning how to use both major and minor scales is essential for any musician who wants to compose or improvise effectively with melody and harmony. By understanding how these two types of scales work together, you can create interesting musical ideas that will captivate your audience. Main idea number 8. Intervals are an important concept in music theory. They refer to the distance between two notes and can be measured in semitones or whole tones. Major intervals are larger than minor intervals, with a major second being two semitones and a minor second being one semitone. Intervals can also be augmented, made larger, or diminished, made smaller. Augmented intervals have one more semitone than their original size, while diminished intervals have one less. In addition to major and minor intervals, there are perfect fourths, fifths, and octaves which all span 4, 7 and 12 semitones respectively. These perfect intervals form the basis of many musical scales such as the major scale, which is made up of 8 notes separated by 5 perfect fourths and 2 perfect fifths. Intervals play an important role in harmony as they determine how chords sound when played together. For example, if you play a C major chord followed by an E minor chord, then this creates a pleasant sounding progression because these chords share 3 common notes, C, E, G, forming what is known as a perfect fifth interval. Main idea number 9. Chords are an essential part of music theory and can be found in almost any genre. A chord is a group of 3 or more notes that are played simultaneously, creating a harmonic sound. The most common chords are triads and seventh chords. Triads consist of 3 notes, the root note, third, and fifth, while seventh chords add an additional fourth note to the mix. Triads come in 4 different varieties: major, minor, augmented, and diminished. Major triads have a bright sound with strong emphasis on the root note, minor triads have a darker tone with less emphasis on the root, augmented triads feature an increased tension due to their sharpened fifth, and diminished triads contain 2 flattened notes which create dissonance. Seventh chords also come in 4 varieties: major seventh, M7, dominant seventh, 7, minor seventh, M7, and half-diminished seventh, M7b5. M7s provide stability due to their strong resolution back to the tonic key, sevens offer tension as they move away from it, M7s bring about sadness through their lowered third interval, M7b5s create suspense by avoiding resolution until its final chord. Chords play an important role in music composition as they help define harmony between multiple instruments or voices. By understanding how these various types of chords work together, you can begin to craft your own musical pieces. Main idea number 10. A perfect cadence is a 2-chord progression that ends with the tonic chord. It creates a sense of resolution and finality, as if the music has come to an end. The most common type of perfect cadence is V-I-5-1, where the dominant chord resolves to the tonic chord. Other types of perfect cadences include 4-I-4-1 and 2-V-I-2-5-1. An imperfect cadence does not resolve to the tonic chord, but instead moves away from it in some way. This can create tension or suspense in a piece of music, as if something unresolved remains at its conclusion. Common types of imperfect cadences are V-6-5-6 and V-O-7-V-I-7-5-1. Main idea number 11. Transposition is an important concept in music theory, as it allows musicians to play the same piece of music in different keys. This can be useful for a variety of reasons, such as making a song easier to sing or play on certain instruments. Transposition involves changing the key signature and/or altering the notes of the melody. When transposing a piece of music, it is important to consider how this will affect its overall sound. For example, if you are transposing from one major key to another, then all that needs to be done is change the key signature. However, if you are transposing from minor into major or vice versa, then some alterations may need to be made within the melody itself. It is also worth noting that when transposing between two keys with different numbers of sharps or flats, example, C major and G major, there may be some notes which cannot easily fit into either scale, B these should generally remain unchanged during any kind of transposition. Main idea number 12. Inversion is a powerful tool for creating interesting harmonic textures. It involves changing the order of notes in a chord, which can result in different sounds and feelings. For example, if you have a C major triad, CEG, inverting it would give you an E minor triad, EGC. This changes the sound of the chord from bright and happy to dark and mysterious. Inversion can also be used to create more complex chords such as seventh chords or extended chords. By rearranging the notes of these types of chords, new colors and flavors are created that weren't present before. Inversions can also help with voice leading by allowing smooth transitions between two different harmonies. Inversion is an important concept for any musician to understand because it allows them to explore different harmonic possibilities within their music. With practice, musicians will be able to use inversions creatively and effectively in their compositions. Main idea number 13. Modulation is an important concept in music theory, as it allows for a piece of music to transition from one key to another. This can be done by changing the key signature or by altering the notes of the melody. When modulating, it is important to consider how this will affect the overall sound and feel of the piece. For example, if you are transitioning from a major key to a minor key, you may want to use chromaticism or other techniques that emphasize dissonance. When modulating between two keys, there are several different approaches that can be taken. One approach is called direct modulation, which involves simply changing the key signature without any alterations in pitch or harmony. Another approach is called tonicization, which involves temporarily emphasizing certain chords within a given section before returning back to the original tonality. Finally, modulation can also involve more complex harmonic progressions such as secondary dominance and pivot chords. These types of progressions allow for smoother transitions between keys while still maintaining some sense of continuity throughout the piece. Main idea number 14. Arpeggios are a great way to add interest and texture to your music. They involve playing the notes of a chord in succession, rather than all at once. This creates an interesting melodic line that can be used as a solo or accompaniment part. Arpeggios can also be used to create harmonic textures by playing different chords in succession. By using arpeggios, you can create complex musical ideas with just a few notes. When creating an arpeggio pattern, it is important to consider the order of the notes and how they will fit together harmonically. You should also think about which direction you want the pattern to move in, up or down. Finally, experiment with different rhythms and note lengths for added variety. Arpeggios are an essential tool for any musician looking to expand their repertoire and explore new sounds. With practice, you'll soon find yourself coming up with creative ways of using them. Main idea number 15. Syncopation is a musical technique that involves emphasizing weak beats in a piece of music. It can be used to create an interesting and exciting rhythmic texture, as well as to add tension and drama. Syncopation often occurs when the strong beat of the bar is displaced by notes on weaker beats or off beats. This creates an unexpected rhythmical pattern which can be used to great effect in many different styles of music. In order to use syncopation effectively, it's important to understand how rhythms are structured within bars. A bar usually contains four beats, with one main strong beat, the downbeat, followed by three weaker ones, the upbeats. By placing notes on these upbeats instead of the downbeat, you can create syncopated patterns that will stand out from more regular rhythms. Syncopation also works well when combined with other techniques such as accents and rests. Accents involve playing certain notes louder than others for emphasis. This helps draw attention to any syncopated patterns you have created. Similarly, using rests, where no note is played at all, can help emphasize the silence between two syncopated notes. Main idea number 16. Ornamentation is an important part of music theory and can be used to add interest and complexity to a melody. It involves adding notes or other musical elements such as trills, turns, mordents, slides, grace notes, appoggiaturas, and more. These additional notes are usually played quickly in relation to the main note they are ornamenting. Ornamentation can also involve changing the rhythm of a phrase by adding extra beats or pauses. Trills are one of the most common types of ornamentation. They involve rapidly alternating between two adjacent notes on either side of the main note being ornamented. Turns involve playing three consecutive notes with the first two being higher than the third. This creates a sense of resolution when returning back to the original pitch level. More dents consist of playing three consecutive notes with only two different pitches, again creating a sense of resolution when returning back to the original pitch level. Ornamentation is an essential element in many styles including classical music, jazz, and folk music from around the world. It adds color and texture to melodies, making them more interesting for both performers and listeners alike. Main idea number 17. Improvisation is an important part of music making, allowing musicians to create unique musical ideas in the moment. It involves creating melodies and harmonies on the spot, often without any prior preparation or knowledge of what will come next. Improvisation can be used to explore different musical styles and genres, as well as to develop new techniques and approaches to playing an instrument. When improvising, it is important for a musician to listen carefully and respond quickly. This requires being able to think musically on one's feet while also having a good understanding of harmony, melody, rhythm, and form. A successful improviser must also have a strong sense of timing and dynamics in order to make their performance interesting and engaging. Improvisation can be both challenging and rewarding. It allows musicians the freedom to express themselves creatively while pushing them out of their comfort zone at the same time. With practice, anyone can learn how to improvise effectively. All that's needed is patience, dedication, and lots of listening. Main idea number 18. Form is an important element of music composition. It refers to the structure and organization of a piece, and can be used to create a sense of unity or contrast within the work. The most common forms are binary, ternary, and rondo. Binary form consists of two sections that are repeated in order. Ternary form has three sections with the first section being repeated at the end, and rondo form alternates between one main theme, the section, and several contrasting themes, the B sections. Each type of form has its own unique characteristics which can be used to create different musical effects. In addition to these basic forms, there are many other types such as sonata allegro, variation, strophic, 12-bar blues, etc., each with their own distinct features. Composers often combine elements from multiple forms in order to create more complex structures for their works. By understanding how different forms interact with each other, it is possible to craft pieces that have greater depth and complexity. Main idea number 19. Counterpoint is an important concept in music theory and composition. It involves the combination of two or more independent melodies, usually played simultaneously. This technique can be used to create interesting harmonic textures and add depth to a piece of music. Counterpoint has been used by composers for centuries, from the Renaissance period through to modern-day compositions. When writing counterpoint, it is important to consider how each melody interacts with the others. The melodic lines should complement one another while still maintaining their individual identities. Additionally, certain rules must be followed when writing counterpoint, such as avoiding parallel fifths and octaves between voices. By following these guidelines, composers are able to create beautiful pieces that feature multiple melodies working together harmoniously. Main idea number 20. Analysis is an important part of understanding music. It involves breaking down a piece of music into its component parts and examining how they work together to create the overall effect. By analyzing a piece, we can gain insight into the composer's intentions and techniques used in creating it. The process of analysis begins by listening to the piece multiple times, taking note of any recurring patterns or motifs that appear throughout. Once these have been identified, further examination can be done on each individual element, such as melody, harmony, rhythm, and form. This will help us understand how all these elements interact with one another to create the desired musical effect. Analysis also helps us identify any mistakes or inconsistencies within a composition which may need correcting before performance. Furthermore, it allows us to compare different pieces from different composers in order to better appreciate their unique styles and approaches. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.